They're still working their way through the legal pipeline. Peter Overby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's on member support at 89.3 KPCC. I'm Nick Roman. Hey, you nervous about the Dodgers? You know, the ball game starts at 6 o'clock tonight. They're up 2-0 in the National League Championship Series over the Cubs. The World Series is so close. You don't want to jinx it. Like this past August when Sports Illustrated put the Dodgers on the cover with the headline, Best Team Ever. And you know what happened? That big losing streak began. 16 losses out of 17 games. Jinx! Well, we spoke today with Pomona College economics professor Gary Smith. He studies our fascination with jinxes, especially on the sports side of things. He says baseball players and fans are consumed by jinxes.
Well, I think out of all the sports, baseball is the one where there's the most luck involved. And you get pitchers throwing balls 90, 95, 100 miles an hour, going off in unexpected directions. You try to hit this round ball with a round bat. You miss by a fraction of an inch, and it's a fly ball instead of a home run. You hit it solidly, it goes right to a fielder, or goes over the fielder's head, or between two fielders. And you get a base hit one out of four times, and you're playing the majors. And one out of three times, you're in the Hall of Fame. And you look at the Dodgers, how well they've done this year. You know, they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated, of course. And what do they win? Barely 60% of their games. It's other sports aren't like that. Other sports, the team is win 80-90% of their games because there's not as much luck as there is in baseball. I have a son who plays baseball, and they say that baseball is learning to deal with failure. It's all about resilience.
Well, I know this much, that the Dodgers were winning 70% of their games until they showed up on that Sports Illustrated cover, and then everything fell apart. That's got to be a jinx.
Yeah, well, the start of that, of course, was back in 1957, and Oklahoma's college football team had won 47 games in a row, and Sports Illustrated ran a cover story, why Oklahoma is unbeatable, and the next week they lost to Notre Dame 7-0, and that started the whole SI cover jinx. But the nature of it is that to do something good enough to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, like to win a tennis tournament or a golf tournament or a World Series or an NBA championship or something like that, you had to have had some good luck, and the nature of luck is it's fleeting.
It sort of reminds me of when you talk about luck, something that Branch Rickey used to say, which is that luck is the residue of design.
I would say it's design plus luck, and in baseball there's a lot of luck. You know, I was thinking about the Dodgers. I was remembering back to, I don't know if you remember the 1990 Oakland A's.
I remember all baseball.
Okay, well, they won 103 games that year.
Right.
And they won the World Series the year before, and over 3 years they'd won 306 games or something. 103 games, one less than the Dodgers. And they went into the World Series, huge favorites against Cincinnati. And you remember what happened?
Oh, yeah, the Reds swept them.
Yeah, they lost all four games. And I don't think Cincinnati was that much better a team. It's just in these short series, things happen. Balls take funny bounces. Refs make funny calls. Players get injured. It's not completely under your control.
So I shouldn't believe in Billy Goats in Chicago.
No.
Or
the Curse of the Bambino or all that stuff. After the fact, we don't like to say, oh, the weaker team won. I got another stat for you. Since 1994, we've been doing wild cards play in the playoffs. And in that period, six wild card teams have won the World Series. And those weren't the best teams in baseball. They just happened to be the luckiest teams that year. And so I believe firmly, just as you do, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're going to win.
No, that's unfortunately, and I've seen that played out in years past. We're talking with Pomona College economist Gary Smith, who is more or less of a jinx buster, I guess. So you're the guy in the stands who's more than willing to talk about the no-hitter when the no-hitter's going on?
Oh, yeah. Of course, Don Larson, the perfect game he threw, it was the perfect game by an imperfect person. He is, at best, a journeyman pitcher, and just one magical game, he threw a no-hitter in the World Series. And all through it, he's talking about it, he's smoking cigarettes and joking, and somehow it kept up. He beat the odds, and that's the nature of sports, especially baseball, where there's so much luck involved.
Well, this goes into, as I understand it, the statistical phenomenon of regression.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
regression to the mean is just it's just a statistical way of talking about what we've been talking about, which is when somebody does something extraordinary, like win a golf tournament or a tennis tournament or a World Series or an NBA championship, there's probably some luck involved. And so they were probably not that much better than the teams they played. They might have been a little bit better, but they might have even been worse, like all those wildcard teams that won the World Series. And so going forward, they're probably not going to do as well because they weren't that good in the first place. There was an element of luck involved there.
Well, I'm still going to wear a lucky hat tonight.
Okay. I hope the Dodgers win.
All right. Gary Smith, professor of economics at Pomona College. Thanks so much.
Sure. It's great talking to you.
Let's take a quick look at the freeways. 101 North at the 405, you got a wreck on the right shoulder. Traffic backed up to Coldwater Canyon.
Traffic is supported by the Getzman Group, assisting businesses with financial and